Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. Empowering leaders to lead themselves with more clarity and power. What is leadership? Well, the previous podcast I shared the definition and broke it down. Today we're going to return to it. The best definition I've heard about leadership, or the one I like the most, maybe better said, is that leaders take a stand for a future in such a way that other people join in to make that future a reality. Now let's look at taking a stand and committing. What happens when you commit to something? A future. We could also call it a vision or a great target or a huge intention. Anything forward-oriented that is kind of a break with how things used to be in the past to something new for the future. Well, in my experience, often when you really commit to something or you take a stand for something, you come up against something that you need to train yourself to distinguish from who you are. And that something is your own thoughts and feelings. The thing is this, when we take a stand for a future or we commit to a vision, that vision or future is not about to happen by itself. Something else is needed to make that future a reality. And in that intersection between the past way of how things have been going and the new future you've taken a stand for, things don't quite work. There is leadership needed, there is creativity needed, there is influence needed. Your thoughts and your feelings can get triggered in that spot. You may feel weak, you may feel lost, you may definitely feel like this is not a good idea at all, this thing I took a stand for. Here's an example. Today, when I record this, I got my motorcycle license. So it's a great day today. I took it on about 4 months ago. I got the idea a couple of years ago. But I took a stand about 4 months ago that I'll take the driver's license this summer. Now, I've been practicing. I've had a great driving instructor that I liked a lot. And yesterday evening, he had booked a 2-hour session on the speed training course for the bike, just to ensure that I was in good form for the driving test that was happening today. Now, yesterday, nothing really worked. You know, there was this course you were supposed to drive with different turns and speeds and stuff. And I knocked down those cones they had on the tarmac time and time and time again, and it didn't work well at all. After the speed course, the more high speed course, he was instructing me to do one last little trip on the slow speed course that I normally make without fail. I got that he wanted me to have a good ending of the 2-hour training session the day before the test ride. What happened? I even fumbled so the back bike crashed to the ground. I was not a good practice session. I came home and I thought to myself, what is going on? How I was driving last night was way below the capacity I'd shown earlier times on that training course. I recognized the space and I said to myself, there must be thoughts and feelings going on that I'm not present to, that has me show up as weak, as less capable than I really am. So I figured a bit around that yesterday, reflected a bit. The morning of today, I did a written reflection with a certain process I use for reflection. And I got to see a thought pattern that I had that must have been running. And it goes something like, oh, this is really difficult. I'll probably not make it. And that had been running in the back of my head. And along with that comes feelings of being less than enough, being insecure and feeling alone and lonely. So I noticed, like, wow, this is interesting. Something got triggered yesterday when I didn't start well. And I started to live in a thought-created reality that this is really difficult and I'll probably not make it. I woke up to the fact that that's not real. That's my thoughts and my feelings. And they got triggered by a commitment I have to a future of being a motorcycle driver and having a license, which is something I never had. And it takes some skill to get that license, right? So I got freed up this morning and I realized, what's the facts about this situation? Well, I passed that high-speed course maybe 25, 30 times. I passed the low-speed course many times. So I just made a choice to relate to myself, not from, I probably not make it, this is too difficult, but to relate to myself from, well, I have everything I need to succeed with this, because I've proven that before. So this morning, instead of letting the thoughts get the best of me, I just decided that I have everything I need, and that's what I took a stand for. I showed up this morning, I did 4 low-speed courses, nailed them all. The trainer said, let's do the high speed now. You do 2 to the left and 2 to the right. I nailed all 4 of them directly first try. And I came up to him with my bike and I paused the bike, turned off the engine, and he looked at me and said, what happened to you overnight? This was absolutely great. Now we don't do anything more. We know you're right on this way now. It's because you did great. Not only did I lead myself to be a stand for a future beyond my thoughts and feelings, I now had a player on my team that was empowered and happy, and he shared later he was really concerned last night that I wouldn't make it today. So I led myself, and that inspired him to join in even more with me for me to win today. Same thing today, I went to the test, succeeded the first one. The second one I actually failed once. I did the third one, the high-speed braking, once. Twice, worked really well. I went back and then I nailed that high-speed course. And I was time and time again noticing my thoughts and feelings coming up of, oh, this, how am I doing? A bit nervous. And then, no, I have everything I need. Now, this is not about positive thinking or trying to tell yourself things that you can't relate to as the truth. It's simply distinguishing that when you have a stand for a future that is something else than your past, your thoughts and feelings might be triggered. Your thoughts and feelings are not facts. They are just thoughts and feelings. And you can choose to return to your stand for that future and lead yourself and possibly others to fulfill that future instead of listening to all the thoughts and feelings that occur in the moment. The point is really to explore, not to tell you what to do or tell me what to do, or just explore what is leadership. If you want to win at games in life, you need to develop a bigger capacity to lead yourself with clarity and with power. Clarity is having insight into the nature of human design. We all have thoughts and feelings that are sometimes disempowering. And rather than trying to change and fix them, just relating to them as something that we have. I have thoughts and I have feelings, but I'm being my stand. I'm being my commitment. Who I'm being is not what I'm having, and thoughts and feelings could be had. And then we return to the possibility of being a stand instead. And power is our ability to translate our intentions to tangible results. So clarity of the human design, power to make something happen in reality, that's the essence of leadership. I'll keep exploring this topic more in the next episode of this podcast. So thanks for listening. I'm back most days of the week with new episodes. So welcome back anytime you want.